Now we're now going to have our reading, and Bethany's going to come up and give us our reading today from Romans chapter 3, verse 20 to 26.
For no one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, and this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. For He was looking ahead and including them in what He would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, for He Himself is fair and just, and He declares sinners to be right in His sight when they believe in Jesus.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I think all the boys and girls who'd like to come out here at the front, it might be easier for me to do that if you'd like to all come out and just sit down here at the front. Yeah? Would you like to come out? Thank you. Now, this is Christmas time and New Year, and it's a time when we eat a lot, isn't that right? Have you enjoyed your turkey? Do you all like turkey? Yeah? Have you all been eating lots of sweets and things? And then normally what happens, particularly for your mums and dads, is they go on the scales to find out how well they're doing and whether or not they've eaten too much. Yeah? And sometimes you go on the scales and you get a bit of a shock, and you think it's because your new slippers are heavier than your last pair. But actually, you've put on more weight than you realised, and you get a bit of a shock, and you think, oh dear, because the scales don't lie, yeah? And it's not very nice when you realise that you've maybe put on more weight than you expected, and you've fallen short of your own standards, yeah? Well, that can be a bit of a shock, but what I'm going to tell you about today was a far greater shock, because there was a man called Belshazzar, and Belshazzar had a party. And at this party, he praised the gods of iron and wood and stone and silver and gold, but he never praised the God of heaven. He wasn't a nice king, and he thought he could do his own thing, and he didn't care about God. And he disobeyed God, and he lived a life that had nothing to do with God. But one day at his party, God turned up. And in the middle of all his drinking and feasting, he saw this hand that started to write on the wall. It was just a hand. It didn't have a body. It was just a hand, and it wrote words on the wall, and it says that Belshazzar's knees started to knock against each other, a bit like this. Ooh, the spirit of the party had all changed, and he wanted to know what the words meant. And so he had to call on a godly man called Daniel, who came and told them what these words meant, for this was the hand of God. And these words, this is what they said. Mini tekel, mini, mini tekel peris. That's what was written on it. And this is what it means. Mini numbered. God has numbered your days and brought them to an end. Tekel, weighed. You've been weighed on God's scales and failed the test. Oh boy, he had been weighed on God's scales. And this was far more serious than going on bathroom scales. This was God had weighed his life on the scales and he failed the test. And peris means that your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. And so he lost everything in one night. God came and weighed his life and he lost everything. He had fallen short of what God required of his life. And that night he was killed. Yeah? So God arrived with his scales. Now, most people think when they meet God one day that if their good deeds are greater than their bad deeds, then God is going to say, hey, you're all right. You just come right into heaven, okay? So, let's think about this for a minute. Can you think of any bad things that might work against you? What would be a bad thing that God might not like in your life? Do you know any bad things? Eh? What would be a bad thing?
Not telling the truth.
Okay, well done. Lies. That's very good. Lies. So, let's put lies on here right now. There we are. Lies. If we do lies, if we speak lies, then we know God doesn't like lies. Now, you put on that on your head and we'll come back to you later on. Now, we need to balance that because we need to do some good. We've done lies, so what might we do a good thing at this side to balance our lives? Yes? If you go to the toilet when your mommy asks you, yes. That's a very good one. So, to be obedient, yeah? That's right. That was a very good one. You need to go to the toilet when your mummy asks you, yeah? I would think you'd be very happy about that. Right. So we need to be obedient. We sung about that. O-B-E-Y, obey your mum and dad, right? Okay. What might be another bad thing that we do that God doesn't like? Can you think any bad things that you might do? Luke, can you think any bad things? What? Fighting. Oh, yes. You fight a lot, do you? Eh? Do you fight with your dad? Oh, you do? Right. Fighting. Right. Violence and fighting. God doesn't like fighting and violence. Right. Now, what might be a good thing you can do? Yes?
Helping your mom and dad.
Helping your mom and dad. That's very good. Yes. Do you help your mom and dad? Eh? That's good. Helping. Right, so we're being obedient and we're being helping. And God likes these things, yeah? Whoa, right now. So, what other bad things might we do? Yes.
Stealing.
Oh, aye. Do you steal? Yeah?
No?
Oh, that's good. Stealing. Right, okay. Stealing. So we've got lies and fighting and stealing. Right now. And what might be a good thing you can do then? If you've been stealing and fighting, what might you do to please God?
Praying.
Praying, okay, right, praying, right now. We're really sort of thinking about different things. Okay, praying, right now. Right, anything else bad? Envious. Okay, envy. Ooh, well, there we are, envy, right. Okay, envy, okay. So, right now, good stuff. Any other good things? Yes. Listening. Did you say listening, yeah? Okay. Listening. Right. Okay. Listening. Okay. Right. Now, any other bad things? Yeah. What was that? Swearing. Swearing. Oh, well. Swearing. Right, swearing's not nice, is it? Eh? So, we'll keep on swearing on there. And what might be another good thing that we can do to balance our swearing? Do you? What's this?
Giving.
Giving? Is that what you do when you swear, Donnie? You increase your giving? Right, okay. There we are. So, okay, now, and we hope, see, most people think when they get to heaven, God's going to put all their bad stuff in one side and all their good stuff in the other. And the hope is that the good is going to outweigh the bad and God's going to say, see you, you're really good. Your good is better than all the bad you've done, so you can come right into heaven right now, yeah? Okay. But I want to tell you something. That is not how God's scales work. Could you take these off for me? Just put them down there, yeah? So, we'll take all this off. And we'll think about this as to how God's scales work. Because God doesn't weigh our good against our bad. Although everybody thinks that, yeah? What God does is, God puts his standard on the scales, like so. Yeah? This is God's standard. And this is God's standard. And God says, if you want to be right in my eyes, you need to balance with my standard, right? So will we try? Will we put on all our good deeds and see how we go on, right? All our obedience. Right, how are we doing? And all our helping. All our helping. And all our praying. Lots of praying. And lots of good listening. And lots of giving. Ooh, and what do we find? Do we find that we've managed to balance the scales? No. No, and if we look at our text, remember what the text was that Bethany read? If you could stick it up again, please, Pete, the first part of that. Now, if you look at verse 23, what does it say? Let's all read verse 23 together. It says, for everyone has sinned, we've all fallen short of God's glorious standard. So here's God's standard, and even all the good that we do, it's not good enough. You know, even if we had a whole life of doing good, yeah, we put this on here. I wonder if this will swing the scales. Well, let's see if that will swing the scales. A whole life of doing good, is that going to bring them up? No, we still fall so short of God's standard. So we've got a real problem. We've got a pile of sin in our lives. Look at all this bad stuff. Yeah, all this bad stuff like lies and fighting and stealing and envy and swearing. With all these bad things, and we're good, it's not good enough. So we're like Belshazzar. We've been weighed in God's scales and, oh, we're not good enough for God. That's a real problem. But God loves us, and God did something very interesting for us. He came and he sent Jesus for us. Jesus, would you like to come over here, please? Here we go. Now, Richard's going to be Jesus, yeah? Now, Jesus was a righteous man. We'll find out more about that in a minute, right? And Jesus came, as the text says, if we move to the next bit, it says, God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life shedding his blood, right? So Jesus came as a sacrifice for sin to take our sins. Now, you've all got sins on you, haven't you? You've got lying. Would you come this way, please? Right now, you said lying. Would you like to put your lies on Jesus? Because you have... if you'd like to come up here, please. Maybe you could help them take that off, please, Daniel. All you come, over you come, all you with all your sins. And you put your sins, all your lies on Jesus, because Jesus takes all our sins. And also the next one is, what was the next thing? Fighting, yeah? So Jesus takes all our violence, all the things that we've done wrong, he takes that on him as well. Yeah, and all our, what was the other things? All our stealing. Jesus takes all our stealing on himself. When he was on the cross, Jesus takes all our sins. No wonder Jesus had so much weight of sin on him. All our envy, everything that we've done wrong, Jesus takes on him. And Jesus pays for all our sins. Now, what happens to our sins now? If Jesus takes all our sins, what's happened to your sins? Have they gone?
Yes.
Yes, they've gone. Isn't that wonderful? You come over here, right? Jesus actually says, come over here. He puts all our sins in the deepest sea. See there, you can imagine that's a sea. You put all these sins in there, right? You put them in there. That's a sea, okay? You put these boxes in there, yeah? Take one each and throw them in there, out the way, right? You put them in there. All our lies and stealing, can you get past? There we go. And you throw them in there. Just throw them in the sea. No. Well, that was on the sand. That's right. In the sea, yes. That's right. And it goes into the sea, yeah? That's it. Put them all away. All the sins are gone. Yeah? In fact, there's a verse in the Bible that tells us this, yeah? This is what it says. Let's all read this together. You hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. So our sins are gone. Hallelujah. What a way to start the new year, yeah? Because all our sins were laid on Jesus. But there's a problem. We're still not right with God because our right doing isn't good enough. Yeah? Okay. So we've got a problem. We need to be made right with God. We need to find some way of balancing these scales, yeah? Now, the big question is, do you think Jesus could balance the scales? Well, we'll find out, will we? Because he was a righteous man, right? So, if we take these off, all our best efforts, they're good, but they're not good enough. And we take all of them off, yeah? Okay. And we find out if the righteous life of Jesus is good enough for God's standard. Will we try this, will we? Will we see what happens? Oh. Okay, so we find that Jesus is able to balance the scales because his life is righteous, okay? The righteous life of Jesus. So we need the righteous life of Jesus. Now, Jesus died on the cross to give us his goodness can be given to us, right? So, would you like to put on one of these? Yeah? This is the righteousness of Jesus, right? If you put that on you, and you put that one on you, yeah? Right? Okay, and you put that one on you. And Luke, could you put that one on you? There we are, right? Now, you come over and stand here. So, now can you understand this? When God looks at you, whose righteousness does he see now? Is it yours or Jesus? Jesus, that's right. It's Jesus' righteousness he sees, right? So that means when God looks at us, he sees Jesus because we've all received the righteousness of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful, yeah? So when God puts us on his scales, are we going to be all right now? Yes, we are. Well done. You've understood that. That's great. We're going to be all right. If you trust Jesus, then it's going to be all right. Yeah? Because Jesus has given us his righteousness. He's taken away our sins and he's given us his righteousness. Right? Next slide, please. And it says this. Let's all read this together. We are made right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus to take away our sins. Yeah? So, as we start this new year, we need to ask ourselves whether we're trusting in Jesus, yeah? Whether we've asked Jesus to take away our sins and to make us right with him, because Jesus wants to clothe us in his righteousness so that we can balance the scales. So when we're weighed in God's scales, God is going to allow us into heaven, yeah? And that's the only way we can do that, is if we trust in Jesus. And not everybody does. In this last slide, I just want to show you this before we finish. This is an old Celtic cross, if you turn around for a minute, yeah? Now, if you look at this, Jesus is in the middle. You see the cross there? And the man in the middle? Well, that's Jesus. And there's people looking towards Jesus at one side, and there's people looking away from Jesus at the other side, yeah? And if you look underneath, you see there's a set of scales. You see the scales there, yeah? And this is actually showing us that God weighs our life on the scales. And those who don't trust Jesus are actually banished, taken away from the presence of Jesus forever. See all these people, they're all looking the other way. And all of these people here were like Belshazzar. They were weighed in God's scales and none of them made the mark. Whereas all the ones that are looking towards Jesus are the ones who trusted in Jesus, yeah? And they will be the ones who will spend their lives in heaven with Jesus in the future, yeah? So this tells us, this is an old stone, it's about 1,200 years old, and it reminds us that everybody doesn't get to heaven. And if we trust only in doing our own good, then we're not going to get to heaven. The only way we can get to heaven is if we trust in Jesus, that's right. Okay, and it's only Jesus that takes away our sins if we trust in him and trust in Jesus to give us his righteousness. Yeah? Okay. Now, you've all done very well. I think you've been very good, you five here. You've done a great job. So let's just pray, will we, before we finish today? And let's just start the new year. For the adults as well, we never know these expressions sometimes. the writing's on the wall, or your number's up. If our number was up this year, how do we stand before God? Just think for a minute for yourself. Are you trusting in Jesus? Or are you trusting in your good works, hoping that they will be enough to save you? Lord, we just come to you now, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he bore all our sins in his own body on the tree. Lord, we thank you that you wash our sins away. They're hidden, taken away. Our sins and iniquities you will remember no more. And Lord, we thank you that you make us right through the death of Jesus, that his righteousness is credited to us. Lord, help us to rejoice in these things if we truly believe as we start this new year. Help us to rejoice in Christ, who's taken away our sins and made us right with you. Lord, help us to live for you, knowing that we're right with you, knowing that nothing can change that, knowing that all is well, that when we are weighed in your scales one day, because we are in Christ, Lord, you will accept us because you've accepted him and his sacrifice for us. Lord, help us to rejoice in salvation today, to live salvation, Lord, as we move into this new year. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless us all. Help us to exercise faith in your word and rejoice today, Lord, at the start of this new year, that our sins and iniquities have been hurled into the depths of the sea and you have made us righteous in your sight. Help us not to trust in ourselves, but to look to Christ and Christ alone this day. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.